Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lyricist Ballard MacDonald was in every way a successful songwriter. He started by writing in Tin Pan Alley before World War I and eventually moved on to Broadway and the movies. Unknown name, but remembered songs.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
From the teens well into the 30s, Ballard MacDonald worked successfully with a wide range of composers. He wrote in the styles of the day, and naturally he wrote mostly about love from the outlook of the time. He wasn't out to change the world. He was out to write appealing songs. Here are songs about two different kinds of exercise. Cliff Edwards' What a Night for Spoonin', Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Bend Down, Sister.
There's a girl I know in a bungalow right across the street from me, with a one-track mind and the track leads straight to love. When her beau calls round, she's always found in a hammock under a tree. She has lots to say in that gaga way, and she always talks of love. When the birdies go to sleep and the stars begin to peep, she says, what a night for spooning. And when the silvery moon on high is floating in the summer sky, she says, whew, what a night for spooning. And if it starts to rain, cats or dogs, does she run away? Let it blow, let it snow, do you think she gives a good gosh darn? She just looks up at the skies and closes those two baby eyes and whispers, mm-mm, what a night for spooning. From the shore she saw the fleet and all those sailors on the street, and she said, uh-oh, what a night for spooning. When her home burned to the ground and all those firemen came around, she said, what a night for spooning. Up on her windowsill she stood still, and how she carried on. When she jumped, how she bumped, do you think she gave a good gosh darn? The fire chief's name was Smokey Jim, and they had to squirt the hose on him when she said, oh, what a night for spooning.
Nowadays, the average maiden is extremely overladen with what's known as adipose tissue. To retain the normal spelt line in the region of her belt line is now a national issue. Dietitians and physicians talk of this and that, but there's only one true way to lose all that fat. You've got to bend down, sister, if you want to stay thin. No more messing with French dressing, sister, bear it and grin. Now you can flirt with noodle soup, sniff, but don't give in. You've got to bend down, sister, if you want to stay thin.
Oh, got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin. Throw your strudels to the poodles, sister, bear it and grin. Now every cupcake that you eat adds another chin. You've got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin.
Cliff Edwards with Dave Dreyer and Ballard McDonald's What a Night for Spoonin', and Don Neely's orchestra with Con Conrad and McDonald's Bend Down, Sister. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ballard McDonald grew up in Portland, Oregon. After 4 years at Princeton, he began to write lyrics for traveling vaudeville acts, and that got him to New York City and Tin Pan Alley. In 1908, John Fox Jr. wrote one of the 10 best-selling novels of the year. A romance set in the American West, it was the basis for numerous movies and stage plays. And in 1910, McDonald and composer Harry Carroll borrowed the title for a new song. Dan Levinson, Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine. Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me, 'neath that lone pine tree.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwined, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
Dan Levinson, Trail of the Lonesome Pine. McDonald was soon working with a number of highly professional composers, including Harry Carroll, who wrote By the Beautiful Sea and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. His songs had a lightness of touch and just enough wit to appeal to vaudeville audiences, who were always ready to hear another chorus of something not too sappy and not too hard to sing. McDonald's lyrics were clever and up to date. Max Marath, Let's All Go Around to Mary Ann's.
Sunday night in our town's like Sunday night in yours. Nothing to do on the outside, nothing to do indoors. They even shut the movies as soon as it gets dark. They chase the couples in off the stoops and then they lock the park. But there's one place, if you can find your way, and just as soon as the drugstore shuts, you'll hear somebody say, let's all go around to Mary Ann's and tickle a tune upon the piano. There's something nice, always on the ice, and you don't have to ask her twice to get a Coca-Cola. Her front door has never known a lock. It's always standing open and you never have to knock. Nobody knows what time it is, the hands are off the clock, so you never get home until morning around at Mary Ann's. Nobody knows what time it is, the hands are off the clock, or you never get home until morning around at Mary Ann's.
Max Marath with Carol and McDonald's 1913 Let's All Go Around to Mary Ann's. One of McDonald's first hits has an unusual story behind it. In 1910, when he was under contract to the J. Fred Helf Publishing Company, he and composer Louis Muir wrote Play That Barbershop Chord. When Bert Williams sang it in the Ziegfeld Follies, it had different lyrics by William Tracy, but McDonald received no credit. He successfully sued Helf for $37,500, and that put the company out of business. But the only recordings are of the Tracy lyric. This is Bert Williams.
Was in a great big rascale, a wild, well-colored fella by the name of Bill Jefferson, Lord. Played piano while he sang a song. He just played and sang the whole night long till a pinky-head lady they called Chocolate Sadie heard him playing the barbershop chord. She heaved a sigh every time she could catch his eye. She cried, Miss Jefferson, dog, or played the barbershop chord. It's got your soothing harmony. It makes an awful, awful, awful hit with me. Play that string, or please play it again. 'Cause, mister, when you start the minor part, I feel your fingers slipping and a gripping round my heart. Oh, Mr. Dodd, got it. That's the barbershop chord. From that night she never rested, the same tune she requested every time she went into the place. Oh, she'd sit down, she'd rock, play that envelope and barber's call. I'm gonna stick like a plaster to my new Lord Master, cause I'm certainly going off my face every time I hear that melody. There's no other music I can see for me, or Mrs. Jefferson Dowd, or please do. Lady Barbershop called it a favor. It's got that soothing harmony. It makes an awful, awful, awful hit with me. Play that strain, oh, won't you please, just to please me again. Cause, mister, when you start that minor part, oh, I see your finger flipping and a gripping round my heart. Oh, mister, Lord, oh, sir. Play the barbershop chord, oh, down there.
Bert Williams, Play That Barbershop Chord. Like all good Tin Pan Alley songwriters, McDonald was attuned to the attitudes and tastes of the moment. Songs about the new modern world, and especially the role of the new woman, were always popular. And as World War I approached, Tin Pan Alley began to turn out war songs and set them to ragtime syncopation, a way of suggesting that even African Americans were going off to fight the Hun. Eddie Cantor, The Modern Maiden's Prayer, and Van and Schenck, The Ragtime Volunteers, are off to war.
When Grandma was a girlie, it was a custom. Each night before she put up her hair and curls, to kneel and tell her troubles to the angels. And that was the way with all the good little girls. But nowadays the maids are mercenaries, for earthly blessings is all they seem to care. They go down on their knees and ask the angels, please, to hearken to this modern maiden's prayer. Give me a lot of bows and lots of pretty clothes. Give me a Pekingese and feet for all the show. Give me a millionaire to fall in love with me. Take me to Rector's, pay the collectors, one of those purely platonic protectors. Give me a limousine and diamonds like a queen. Give me most anything else you have to spare. Give me the boy that I am after. Let me retain my girlish laughter. That is the 20th century maiden's prayer. And don't you know, last week I went out to a suffragette meeting and I spoke for the suffragettes. I said, give us the chance to vote. Let the women vote. Send us to the polls. Why don't you send us to the polls? And a fresh man in the audience yelled out, yes, send them to the polls, to the North and South Poles. Give me a chance to vote and get some fellow's goat. Give me the right to search my husband's pants and coat. Give me a gown with lines, one must show them at times. If I display much, be optimistic. Give me a man with an eye that's artistic. Give me a bathing suit, so folks can say I'm cute. Don't let the water even touch my hair. And if my marriage proves to be phony, give me lots of alimony. That is the 20th century maiden's prayer.
Ain't you heard the news about the ragtime volunteers? They haven't fought for nearly 20 years. They're gonna march away and leave their folks in tears. They're gonna leave today, that's what the papers say. Here comes the band, come take your stand and march them, march away. Just see those ragtime soldiers left, right, left. home, their shoulders left, right, left, right. Just watch that leader man control that jazzbo band. Ain't there some demonstration? Oh, what syncopation.
Old Colonel Jones looks like a powder pigeon
as they go swinging by his door. Each high brown turtle dove says, farewell, my daddy love. The ragtime volunteers are off to war. The ragtime volunteers are off to war. Those donkey boys look cute, dressed up in duck khaki suits. They are off to a foreign land, marching right behind a ragtime band. You know, I know, they know too, they're off to fight for me and you. Get together and make some noise, hear the ragtime soldier voice. Just see those ragtime soldiers left, right, left, right. Knapsacks upon their shoulders, left, right, left, right.
Two 1917 songs by James F. Hanley and Ballard McDonald. Eddie Cantor, The Modern Maiden's Prayer, and Van and Schenck, The Ragtime Volunteers Are Off to War. When the Doughboys came back from France, they quickly learned that they'd been fighting for Prohibition. In 1919 and 1920, Tin Pan Alley turned its attention to songs about being dry. It was an appealing comic subject for a song. In 1920, for Burt Williams, James Monaco and Ballard McDonald wrote 10 Little Bottles.
Just before the town went dry, I made up my mind that I would never be ever without a little drop of rye. All that I ever take is just one or two, so I thought that 10 little bottles would about do. 10 little bottles standing on the shelf like soldiers all in a line. My next door neighbor saw me bring them in, and that left only 9 little bottles standing on the shelf, serenely waiting their fate. We missed a bottle when the gas man came, and that left only 8 little bottles standing on the shelf, as rare as tickets to heaven. The landlord phoned, he's gonna raise my rent, and that left only 7 little bottles standing on the shelf. But my wife's family are mixed. They always finish anything they start, and that's left only 6 little bottles standing on the shelf to keep my spirits alive. Our cook is famous for her Irish stew, and that left only 5 little bottles standing on the shelf, and they don't make it anymore. No, sir. I thought about it till I got the blues, and that left only 4 little bottles standing on the shelf between Sahara and me. I don't remember how I got to bed, but that left only 3 little bottles standing on the shelf. But what the fella to do? The doctor said, why, brace up, huh? The 10-pound boy, and that left only 2 little bottles standing on the shelf. Hard luck had only begun. my wife's mother had to get the flu, and that left only one little bottle standing on the shelf. And though he's dying of thirst, there's no man living gonna get a drop unless he kills me first. Guide my steps, for I know not where I go.
Burt Williams, 10 Little Bottles. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Among Hanley's successful songs were Secondhand Rose and Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. He and McDonald wrote an especially important song in 1917. Many people think it's Indiana's state song, but it isn't. The official anthem is On the Banks of the Wabash, but McDonald's lyric tells a similar story about an unfulfilled longing to return. Jack Teagarden, Back Home Again in Indiana. Jack Teagarden with Hanley and MacDonald's 1917, Back Home Again in Indiana. A year later, MacDonald wrote a song that did become an official state song. He wrote it with a composer named Bobo King, who used the pseudonym Mary Earle. The Ohio Assembly made it the state's official song in 1969. MacDonald's version was a love song, so 20 years later, someone named Wilbert McBride gave it new words. This is Kate Smith with Earle and MacDonald's original version.
Drifting with a current down a moonlit stream, while above the heavens in their glory.
Kate Smith, Beautiful Ohio. In the early 20s, MacDonald began to write for Broadway revues. Not whole scores, but a song or two. He was still taking a Tin Pan Alley approach, but the songs were more sophisticated. He also wrote songs for the great stars who appeared in these revues, especially Fanny Brice. In 1920, for Florenz Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic, he and Hanley wrote Rose of Washington Square, and for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920, he and Carol wrote I Was a Floridora Baby. Brice never recorded Rose of Washington Square, so here are Ann Morrison and then Fanny Brice.
I'm Rosie, the queen of the models. I used to live up in the Bronx, but I wandered from there down to Washington Square and Bohemian honky-tonks. One day I met Harrison Fisher. Said he, you're like roses, the stems. I want you to pose for a picture on the cover of Jim Jam Jams. And that's how I first got my start. Now my life is devoted to art. They call me Rose of Washington Square. I'm withering there in basement air. I'm fading. Pause. With or without my clothes, they say my Roman nose, it seems to please artistic people both. I've plenty of those with second-hand clothes and nice long hair. I've got those Broadway vampires lashed to the mast. I've got no future, but oh, what a past. I'm Rose of Washington Square. I'm terrible good as a model. The artists are stuck on my charms. Once a fella said he would paint Venus from me. Only Venus ain't got no arms. Rube Goldberg my figure admires. He dresses me up in a veil and uses my shape for the pictures that he draws in the evening mail. He promised sometime when he's free that he'll model a statue of me. They call me Rose of Washington Square. I'm withering there in basement air. I'm fading. Pause. With or without my clothes, they say my Roman nose, it seems to please artistic people. I've plenty of those with second-hand clothes and nice long hair. I've got those Broadway vampires lashed to the mast. I've got no future, but oy, what a past. I'm Rose of Washington Square.
A musical show was a riot on Broadway. 20 years ago, I joined that show, and look at me today. Six real happy little showgirls be. Everyone a Broadway pet. Five of a married in society, and I'm in the chorus yet. A disgrace to the whole sextet. For I was a Floridora baby with a chin, a pity bent. I had to fall in love with baby. A drama did a fancy best. A girl's a fool, the fool with millionaires, said he. I should be your title down. address is 17 Valencia. 5 dances, got married for money, and I got married for love. For I was a Florida lady with a chance to pick and choose. Say, I could have married up with maybe a fella with a lot of wood shoes. A girl that pulled the fool with millionaires, said he, I should be his faithful dog. Now at home, I'm bringing up a sextet. 5 I got, the other one I'll get yet. 5 dances, got married for money, and I got married for love.
Ann Morrison, Rose of Washington Square, and Fanny Bryce, I Was a Floridora Baby. MacDonald wrote probably his most important Broadway song in 1924 for the George White Scandals. He wrote it with George Gershwin, just before George began to work almost exclusively with his brother Ira. This is Harry Lang's Baker Hotel Orchestra with Somebody Loves Me.
Thank you.
Harry Lang's Baker Hotel Orchestra, Somebody Loves Me. As he worked on Broadway, McDonald also began to write scores for book shows. By now, he was working with a wide range of prominent composers in Tin Pan Alley and on Broadway, including Albert von Tilser, Victor Herbert, and Walter Donaldson. In 1921, he collaborated with Sigmund Romberg on the score The Lovebirds. It ran for only 2 months, but its score included this bit of silliness right out of vaudeville. Gene and Fred Kelly, I Love to Go Swimming with Women.
I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me. I pretend that I'm a crab, and their pretty ankles grab. Who wouldn't be a lobster in the sea? Oh, peaches all fall on the beaches, and picking them's my specialty.
I get those navy notions when I see floating queens.
I dive right in the ocean and I play submarine. Oh, I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me.
Gene and Fred Kelly, I Love to Go Swimming with Women. By the end of the decade, McDonald had moved to Hollywood to write for the movies. He would spend the rest of his career in California, though he died in Forest Hills in Queens in 1935 at the age of 53. As styles in music changed, songwriters adapted. In Hollywood, McDonald worked mainly with Dave Dreyer, who also wrote Back in Your Own Backyard and There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. Dreyer and McDonald wrote songs for the movie It's a Great Life, including Hoosier Hop, performed here by the Sam Lannon Orchestra.
It's a hick step, not a slick step, called the Hoosier Hop. It was high school kids and kind of a thing. Grown-up folks got under the swing. Nowadays it's quite the craze. It's never gonna stop. Every single time the orchestra plays, it's always the Hoosier Hop. You'll see the chicks and the charmers hopping wherever you go. Milkmaids are out with the farmers. Everyone doing it all collegiate. Better get it, you'll regret it, or you're bound to bluff. If you don't show you know something about doing the Hoosier Hop.
Sam Lannon's Orchestra with Dave Dreyer and Ballard McDonald's Hoosier Hop. Follow the career of Ballard McDonald, and you follow the shape of American popular music over 30 years, with stops along the way for songs that turned into hits. Here's one of them from 1925, a perfect year for partying. The California Ramblers with Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. The California Ramblers with Joe Meyer, Billy Rose, and Ballard McDonald's Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. Ballard McDonald wrote for Tin Pan Alley, then Broadway, then the movies. His work was never anything less than professional, and he gave us songs to remember. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.